welcome back.
I'm so glad you're here. It's day 4 of our Get Focused for the Summer or the Winter or Create with Intention. These are seasons that can really throw us off because there's so much going on, so much expansive energy, or such a sense of, wow, we've got so much time in the summer, or in the winter, it can be sort of a going within, slowing down torpor. So let's put a little bit more intention into our plan for this season. I want to talk about one of my key concepts. It's a key concept in my new book that's coming out in spring. Why Bother? Discovering the Desire to Find What's Next. Desire. It's also something we visit every single week at the Weekly Oasis in all kinds of different ways. It's a big, giant concept. It took me the longest time to write that part of the book, and it still needs work. But the part about desire that I want you to use that's going to transform this season for you is looking at the things that you're hungry for, to experience, to create, to take action on. Going through that list that you've now perhaps had time to edit or chunk down, make more specific. And then I want you to feel into each of those. What would it feel like not to have that finished or done? That's actually demotivating. But to be in the midst of enjoying, creating, experiencing. I want you to take a few moments with each one, breathe, maybe close your eyes, try to use some senses, but try, like, what would that smell like? What would it feel like in my body? What would my breathing be like? Where would I be? That will turn up the feeling on it. What we're looking for, the reason we're doing this, what we're looking for, is what research is showing is when we can tap into what is sometimes called intrinsic motivation, we're turning on the neural networks, the hormones, the neuromodulators that make it so much easier to move past our time monsters and our shadow comforts, past procrastination, past everybody else's needs, and much more effortlessly, yes, effortlessly, take action on the things we care about. But we can't get there by thinking, by planning, by pros and cons. Those things have their place. But to really motivate ourselves, we need to feel into what's it going to be like to be doing this thing, to be going for that hike, or to be writing that scene in my novel, and let ourselves turn up the feelings on it. And notice which of those experiences has the most energy, a feeling of being just right, even exhilarating. Now, sometimes this is more emotionally present than others. Other times it might feel more like of an idea that you're doing this. That's okay. You can do it a couple times. You don't have to belabor it. But we're looking to turn on the inner process of desire so that it can make your motivation to stay focused on these things and really make them happen in a realistic, satisfying way so much more possible. So sometime between now and our next audio tomorrow, I want you to go through your list and take 5, 10, 15 seconds per item, maybe longer if you have it. Maybe you want to play some music on some headphones, put your feet up, close your eyes. And imagine as fully as you can with your senses and your feeling what it would be like to be doing and enjoying that thing. And here's an extra benefit of doing this is you'll find that if you haven't been specific enough about this thing that you want to do, that you want to enjoy, that you're hungry for this season, you won't be able to imagine it. So that can show you that you need to do a little bit more precision there, or that's something that just needs to go off your list because there really is no feeling for it. So this is another really delicious, simple way to get clear. All right, enjoy! And see you tomorrow when we talk about conditions of enoughness.